Stem and Drang in 2023. A post by Koenig from December 13, 2023 on koenig.net. Stem and Drang in 2023, a turbulent year comes to an end. Personal reflections on highs and lows. What the year has brought. The weapon Stem and Drang have been around almost since the release of Destiny 2. What's special about these two weapons is that they're designed as a matching pair. While Stem, an exotic hand cannon, packs a decent punch, Drang, a sidearm with a three-round burst, is weaker but faster. But it gets exciting when the two weapons work together. While kills with Stem reload the energy weapon, in this case Drang, kills with Drang overload Stem with charged bullets. This allows Stem to be loaded with up to 111 rounds, of which 99 rounds deal 80% bonus damage. That's quite a wallop. Since Drang is a solar weapon and the current season of the Wish offers strong solar bonuses, it was time to test the weapons and farm the catalyst for Stem. This requires 500 kills with each of the two weapons. So, I equipped the weapons, infused them to 1810, and masterworked Drang. The result was rather disappointing. Stem becomes quite powerful with the overloaded projectiles, but you rarely get the 111 rounds, or rather the 99 overloaded ones from the screenshot above. You actually play mainly with Drang, killing all red bar enemies with it, and then switch to Stem for stronger enemies. Unfortunately, Stem is significantly slower than Drang, meaning its damage over time is barely higher. Compared to other exotic weapons, Stem falls completely flat. Wishenda is simply the better choice. On one hand, I find it a shame that the weapon combination isn't stronger, but on the other hand, for someone like me who is lazy about switching weapons, I almost never cycle through my weapons, it's also good that I don't have to pay attention to synergies. There are simply better alternatives, and the perks aren't good enough to make Stem and Drang a good choice.